This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating history and physical examination on Susan Roth Vander, ROTH-VAINDER, Susan, SUSAN. Date of birth is 4/24/1951. Date of service. Date of service is 1/20/2025. Miss Roth Vander is a very pleasant 73-year-old female with history of mild dementia, history of peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, generalized anxiety, fibromyalgia, generalized body aches, history of lupus, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of pain, she was complaining of chronic intractable pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any fever or chills, denied any cough or any upper respiratory symptoms, denied any abdominal pain, no diarrhea. She was seen earlier this month in the emergency room too and was given pain medication and sent back home. She continued to have pain, so she came back. Struggling with her activities of daily living because of pain and being less functional. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Psychiatry was consulted, also pain control and pain management. Evaluated the patient. Patient was had x-rays of his hip because of an history of accidental fall, which showed normal right hip x-rays. She had blood work done, which was essentially unremarkable. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation for rehabilitation. Patient at the present time laying in bed with her eyes closed, complaining of pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She says that she hurts all over. She denies any headaches, denies any blurring of vision, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for antiphospholipid syndrome, generalized anxiety disorder, history of coronary artery disease, and history of CHF, chronic pain, history of depression, history of fall, history of fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, chronic headaches, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of lupus, history of peripheral neuropathy and mild dementia. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, sinus surgery, shoulder surgery, social history, smoking, she quit smoking. She had a 28-pack year smoking history. Alcohol, does not use any alcohol. Allergies to fentanyl, bee venom, codeine, NSAIDs, and penicillin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. Does have history of CAD and CHF, history of hypertension. Denies any complaints of chest pain at the present time. Denies any shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, no history of kidney stones. Neurological, she does have history of mild dementia, history of peripheral neuropathy, no history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of generalized body aches, history of chronic pain, history of fibromyalgia. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in the EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized aches, generalized anxiety disorder, next mild dementia, next peripheral neuropathy, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next history of fibromyalgia, next history of lupus/antiphospholipid syndrome. Next, depressive disorder. Next, chronic pain syndrome. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue her current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to proceed with therapy. Also, I've recommended she drink enough fluids. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Rochelle Daneluk, Daneluk, Rochelle, Rochelle, date of birth is 3/11/1938, date of service is 1/20/2025. Ms. Daneluk is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's feeling weak. She was diagnosed with COVID. She denies any complaints of any chest pain. She does get short of breath with activity. She denies any complaints of palpitations. She does have some mild cough, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any headaches. She does not have much appetite. Also feels somewhat achy and tired. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally. No wheezing. No rails. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized deconditioning. Next, COVID-19 infection, next history of RSV pneumonia, next metabolic encephalopathy, next history of atrial fibrillation, next history of congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of aortic valve replacement, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She is slowly improving. She is COVID positive. She is on isolation. Will continue her current medications. Continue pain control. Encourage her to drink enough fluids and try to eat better. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Faye Abu Ghazale, A-B-U-G-H-A-Z-A-L-E-H, Faye, F-A-Y-E. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 1/20/2025. Ms. Abu Ghazale is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She was recently diagnosed with COVID. She was on Paxlovid. She is doing better, still feels tired. She does have some swelling of her lower legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any palpitations, denies any shortness of breath, neither cough, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both feet. Worse on the right lower extremity. Impression number 1, COVID-19 infection. Next, lower extremity swelling. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, DJD. Tree implant. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Her symptoms are improving. She's not coughing as much. Occasionally, she has a little cough, but denies any shortness of breath. Will continue her current medication. She was encouraged to do incentive spirometry. Keep her legs elevated. She is in under isolation since her COVID test is still positive. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids and keep herself well hydrated. If she has any complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Robert Tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 9/13/1929. Date of service is 1/20/2025. Mr. Tennis is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was diagnosed with COVID. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any cough or congestion. He is somewhat confused. He denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He did have a fall and was sent to the hospital. He denies any other pains, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, COVID-19 positive. Next, chronic right heart failure. Next, aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, dementia with confusion. Next, history of falls. Next, coronary artery disease, status post stents. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, chronic anemia. Next, DJD. Next, history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. He still is confused, though he's not having any other symptoms. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his progress. He was encouraged to drink enough fluids. Will monitor his weight. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 12/31/1941, date of service is 1/20/2025. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He says that he is doing well. He continues to have swelling of his lower extremities, worse on the right side, which is where he had the stroke. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He says that he's eating well. He has been trying to keep his legs elevated. He has been taking his medication. He is trying to avoid salty food. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities 2 to 3 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities, right worse than left. Impression, number 1 bilateral lower extremity swelling, next history of CVA with right hemiparesis, next bilateral carotid stenosis, next history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic anemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He was encouraged to continue keeping his legs elevated. Pressure stocking / ACE straps were also recommended. He will continue to cut back on his salty intake, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.